Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. That night, Jesus betrayed. The disciples afraid. They knew something was coming. They didn't know what. Jesus talks of going away. And they're sorrowful, troubled. They're worried over themselves and their family. They're anxious about things unknown. They see a world around them in decay, uncertain of the future, just like you. But Jesus comforts them with the promise, work of the Holy Spirit. You're preparing the disciples, you, for Pentecost. And comfort for life in the church after his ascension. For you need help, lots of help. I need help. Ask my wife. He says, the helper, Holy Spirit, to comfort you, work upon you. I mean, understand this title, helper of the Holy Spirit. I mean, don't miss this. Jesus says paraclete in Greek. And it's hard to translate, often helper or comforter. I mean, it doesn't mean help in the sense of someone who gives you some assistance. It's more like a helper who saves you from drowning, or a helper drags you out of a burning building. Help of someone who saves your life. You know, and sometimes paraclete is translated advocate, like an attorney who defends your life that you're not sent to death row. I mean, understand helper in this sense. For the kind of help we're talking, that we're talking about, isn't a helping hand when needed. It's like the help of a doctor who's holding your beating heart in surgery. And then that epistle, have you heard St. James? Do not be deceived. And in that context, it really applies to three things. That what people often embrace, they're indoctrinated, they hold to so many lies. Do not be deceived. Hold to unchanging truth. I mean, truth does not evolve or change. And truth is a person, Christ, his doctrine. And then also, do not be deceived that you keep looking to yourself and worldly pleasures and false things to satisfy you. It's deceptive. Never will. Only eternal things will be able to satisfy you. And then also, do not be deceived, that regardless of your circumstance, whatever trials you go through, don't be stupid, foolish, that God is still delivering on his promises to give you every good gift from above, namely Jesus and the Eucharist. And it doesn't stop there. He never stops taking care of you. I mean, look at this great comfort. Jesus says the Holy Spirit convicts you, which brings comfort to bear on the mess of your life, comfort to work faith, that belief in you. Unbelief makes, it causes your despair, causes fears. Your unbelief causes your anger. Unbelief makes you difficult to live with. Repent. I mean, here's advice for you wives, if needed, to your husbands. You know, well, one day Katie Luther dresses up in a black funeral dress with veil. Martin Luther asked her, who died? Whose funeral? Katie responded, the way that you've been acting, your despair, you act as if Jesus is still dead. Martin Luther got the point. Your Lord lives for you. Act like it. And live holy. Be intentional not to waste time or days in foolishness, in your despair and in ruts of life that are so self-serving and self-centered. Don't be stupid. And then look at this other great comfort, Jesus says. The Holy Spirit convicts of righteousness. The righteousness of Christ, yours. This causes you to sing. And some of you don't sing very well. Sing all the more louder. Sing a new song. New song, resurrection. The resurrection song, the new covenant song to the Lamb slain for all of your sins who lives. If you want relief from disappointments and pain of this broken world, if you want courage to face life and death, freedom from yourself and your sins and your past, sing. He pours out the righteousness of Christ to you. And look at this great comfort. It says the Holy Spirit convicts the world of judgment. Satan cannot have you. The judgment for you is not a terror, but your answered prayer. There is no one to condemn you. The judgment for your sin and wrath was spent on Jesus. And from that cross, the flowing water from his side. And you heard it from Isaiah. Water from the well of salvation. The well of salvation that we see with baby Madison today. That you draw life from. Continual working. That Holy Spirit, only always exclusively working in the words of Christ, what Christ declares in the sacraments. That God is not an enthusiast. It's not about a feeling or a mystical figure, but a God who works in concrete means so that you can see, taste, and be sure, and hear, and hold before your very eyes, and you can be certain and sure. I mean, look what Jesus says, that the Holy Spirit, he works in words that convicts of belief, working faith in you. He will tell you, guide you into truth, speak with authority of Christ. You hear, he speaks, he takes what is mine, declares it to you. And again, declares it to you. Words that do things. And no words are more true and active in your life, continually working in teaching, declaring, preaching the words of Christ, the sacraments of Christ to keep you alive, keep you in the kingdom. What comfort, enduring helper. For you are weak, you get sorrowful, troubled, worried over yourself and your family, anxious of things unknown, a world in decay, uncertain future. And you are subject to powerful forces you can't control. And Jesus doesn't leave us to work things out on our own or give us some help along the way. No. He sends a helper, Holy Spirit, to work faith in you, to survive, to make it through the day, to help you from drowning, drag you from this burning world. Always pointing to Christ. Always joining you to Christ. His words. Scriptures. To the church to dispense the gifts, the kingdom here. Your baptism. Your baptism drawn from the wells of living water, that you partake of the first fruits, the resurrected body and blood of Jesus. Do not be deceived by lies or by your foolish stupidity. Your wife doesn't need to wear a black dress. Your Lord lives. And when the Spirit of truth comes, he guides you into all truth. Oh, what comfort, help is yours. In the name of Jesus, amen.